It's Colorado Matters from CPR News. I'm Ryan Warner. In Loud and Clear, we get your feedback. Our interview last week about the hidden life of Dr. Azad Kachian got several responses. Kachian was orphaned nearly a century ago in what many call the Armenian Genocide. He eventually came to Colorado. He's now deceased, and we spoke to his daughter, Anahid, who shared a recording of her father talking about the forced march of his childhood.
You see, shoes were worn off, walking, walking, walking. They were in tatters, holes, and finally they fell off, so it was barefoot walking that I had done, and you could rest at your peril because you would not be left alive. We could see many people who had fallen, and they just passed away that way.
Well, another of Dr. Kachian's daughters, Sonia, heard this segment and wrote, "I learned things about my father I never knew. Thank you." Stella Woodley of Denver added, "Oh my goodness, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. It pays to be kind to people. You don't know their story. What a great interview. Thank you for changing my life." Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter spoke with us last week about his bill to allow marijuana businesses to bank in states where the drug is legal. Robert Chase of Denver thinks his priorities are out of whack. Congress should first, quote, repeal the felonies for cannabis and worry about the banking woes of those temporarily being allowed to profit hugely from the commission of federal felonies later. Recently, we shared the story of a Colorado Springs woman who inspired the Peanuts character Lucy Van Pelt. They even shared a last name. Luann Van Pelt died earlier this month. She knew Peanuts creator Charles Schulz when he lived in Colorado. Her son David told us his mom had mixed feelings about the character she inspired.
She wasn't very flattered, I believe, with the character that Charles Schulz withdrew from her actual personality. The narcissistic, kind of cruel. I mean, if she was always yanking that football from poor Charlie Brown's foot and making him land on his head all the time, things like that. But she learned to live with it and was very pleasant about it just the same.
Luann Van Pelt was much kinder than Lucy, according to listener Dan Roque of Denver. He taught one of her kids and was invited over for dinner.
I know that we had lasagna. I still remember that. It was really good. And I can remember the evening because how gracious they were to me. I mean, and her personality was so lively, and your broadcast, it just brought back so many memories because that was my first year teaching.
Roque says the family showed him a mural in their house depicting the Charlie Brown characters painted by Schulz. A few weeks back, we visited the Denver Turnverein. The cultural center turned 150 this month, and people have gone there to learn how to dance for decades. We discovered that the Turnverein wasn't always a social dance hub. It used to be a German gymnastics club. Uta and Hans Potts became members in the 1950s. They attended the anniversary celebration, and it brought back some fond memories.
At that time, we still had the double bars and the horse pieces to did the old-fashioned gymnastics.
Well, a lot of well-known names, members. The Kurs brothers and Tabor.
It was a prestige place to be.
We're always glad to hear from you through Twitter at Colorado Matters and CPR News on Facebook. And this week, we're especially interested in hearing your questions for Governor John Hickenlooper. Our next interview with him is coming up. So email us, news@cpr.org. Again, your questions for the governor, news@cpr.org. This is CPR News.